listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
We always talk about great ideas for getaways, and this time of the month, we are talking with Sharon Emerson, who has cruise and tour planners, and every month she's got some different ideas that she shares with us. And Sharon, you know, you and I were just talking about the fact that you're open to ideas. If people do have ideas of subjects that they want to find out about, they can definitely call you directly, and I always give that information after the interview so they can contact you directly and, or, you know, go to your website and, you know, email and shoot you some ideas of things they'd like to know about. But this week we are talking about all-inclusives, aka versus hotels. So, I mean, what's your thought about that?
Well, for many years I didn't recommend them because I'm the kind of person when I go somewhere I want to poke around the area and see everything else. I don't want to just feel like I'm locked in.
Right.
But in the years since that, all-inclusives have really jumped up, and they are just enormous properties. Well, some of them are boutique hotels, but they have so much to offer. And some places in the world, they're really not safe to walk around or get in a car and drive around. So the fact of some place you can go and stay, you can be as busy as you want to be, you can go from dawn till dark and then after dark do the bars, or you can just lay in a hammock and let somebody fan you and spit you time to time and do nothing.
Yeah, and you're so right about that. I mean, times really have changed as to what they offer now with all-inclusives. And so it's pretty much like, well, where in the heck do you go? Does every place, I mean, what are some of the best areas that you're going to find the all-inclusives?
Well, fortunately for us in the Northwest, they're where the sun shines. And mm-hmm. So you're looking at sun and sand and sea. So you go to Mexico, the Caribbean, some in the South Pacific, not Hawaii. There was one in Hawaii, but they burned. And so that was the end of that one. Because Hawaii is still kind of safe to drive around, and you want to see the islands. But Mexico, all of the Caribbean, all over the islands, and Fiji, Tahiti, Cook Islands in the South Pacific. Those are great places for all-inclusives.
Yeah, I really think so, because to be honest with you, you hear too many stories, Mexico and some of these other places where, you know, you take a car, you rent a car, and you go somewhere, and these tourists never come back.
Right, right. Or they get robbed. Heard of one time that this honeymoon couple, they pulled them out of their car and stripped them down nude. And left them. So even if they had their passport under their clothes or their money under their clothes, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's safer to just stay. Now, some all-inclusives have, like, three or four properties in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So they will move you. If you want to go, say, one has a golf course and the other one doesn't, and you're staying in the one that doesn't,
right,
they'll take you to the golf course, or they'll take you to the boat that does diving, or so you can kind of get a feel for different ones, and you can use the restaurants at all of them, the bars, all the water toys. So you
see, that's perfect.
One and play at three.
Yeah, that's what I absolutely love, and I think that would be just so great. And some of the ones that I've gone to that do that, I can't recommend them more, because you really do get a chance to experience a lot of different things. I mean, let's talk about what some of these, I mean, there's all kinds of sporting activities that these all-inclusives offer, from pool sports to, you know, water toys, surfing, I mean, you name it.
Right. Even fishing, zip lining, ATVs, kayaking, all the water things, wakeboard, kneeboard. There's even one company that has circus act training at their properties.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they offer everything. And, of course, the spas. If you just want to go and get a good massage or get your hair treatments or whatever. And fitness centers, oh, my goodness, they put the best of the best in their fitness centers. So you can just work yourself into a good sweat. Go to the buffet. You know,
well,
you need to go eat.
Yeah, right. Well, of course, there's those buffets that we love, and you know, cruises are well known for those as well. But yeah, those buffets. Let me tell you, they really put on the chow.
Yeah, and even they have a lot of sit down restaurants too, or reservation type restaurants. They'll do some really fancy restaurants. So, but they're all included, and everything's included. No gratuities. You know, you put your wallet away, put your credit card away, and some of them you have a wristband, but now they're starting to do away with the wristbands. So you just go, and some of them have concierge, and they'll save you a seat, seat at the beach.
Yeah.
Come around and spritz you and bring you your favorite drink. And, boy, it's just a way to be waited
on. It's amazing. And they even have, you know, speaking of that, they've got the butler service. I mean, you know, they've got all that good stuff.
Yeah, somebody to unpack and pack. And I can't imagine somebody packing my clothes.
I don't know that I would like that.
I know.
Yeah.
They wrap them in tissue paper, I'm told.
Right. Now, what about, though, now they used to always, well, they all vary, but they used to have, like, let's say alcohol. They used to, do the local, the beer and wine, but now they even do others as well?
Oh, yes. They have, some of them have total all kinds of drinks, mixed drinks, all kinds of wines, all kinds of beers, and all your sodas and all your waters and everything, all included.
All the good stuff. Now, let's break it down a little bit. So I know they've got the various different types of all-inclusive getaways. Is this just, there's obviously for adults and families. I mean, let's break it down a little. Even nannies.
Oh, yeah. They have, some of them have nannies for the babies. And one of them, I know, the nannies, they're trained. They're very highly trained. And some of the families take the nannies home with them, and they steal the nannies.
Yeah.
Because they're so good with their babies. But, yeah, every age can be included. But some properties are for families. Some couples don't want to be with all those kids.
Yeah.
There's some all-inclusives for adults, and there's some for couples. And the teens, you know, the hardest group of people to to impress on vacation are the teens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have their own discos and their own little soda shops and places they can go. They don't have to hang with mom and dad.
Yeah, they've come a long way, baby. Let's talk about some of the different, the groups that do provide the all-inclusives, like the different types of, sandals
brands,
or what have you.
Yeah. Well, sandals is a big one. They've got a lot of properties in the Caribbean. Couples is another one. Hyatt. Hyatt's come out with a couple of new all-inclusives. Secrets and Dreams. The Palace Resorts in Mexico. Excellence has a great group of hotels. Riu Barcelo has awesome hotel. The Villa Group. There's just a bunch of different companies. And they're all, you know, the beaches are beautiful. The sand is wonderful.
Do you have a few that are your favorites out of those groups?
It depends on the person. Mm-hmm. It's totally up to the person.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, a lot of them might work for a lot of people, but you got to narrow it down a little bit. And
oh, yeah.
What are you looking for? You know, what kind of activities?
Well, very true. And Sharon, as you've always said, and I've been learning from just all of our various interviews that we've done throughout the year, you know, that is why it is so important to have a travel agent to be able to pretty much match you. You're like a matchmaker. You match us, because when I see all these, you know, you see ads all the time, and you can Google and find some of these places, and you see beautiful properties that are, you know, their place, but you don't know the ins and outs of it, and you don't have any stories, you know, that maybe from other folks that have gone there that you can share. And that's
right,
why
right.
you come in handy.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can also include air and transfers. So you don't have, from the time you get on that plane at home till the time you get off the plane back at home, you don't have to worry about anything.
So there's also promotions, I assume.
Oh, tons of them. Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Now, this time, and I'm going to throw this one at you here, this time of year, what are you hearing most? What are people calling about most right now in terms of getaways?
Well, we're seeing a lot to the Dominican Republic.
Mm.
That's big for weddings, honeymoons, and so my agents are selling a lot of that.
Okay.
There's some great all-inclusives down there.
Now, for the honeymoons and weddings, are they loving it because of the location? Are they loving it because of the pricing?
Both.
Okay.
Pricing is really important to a bride, and particularly, maybe not so much the bride, but people she wants to bring with her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, pricing is really important. But also the property. What are they offering as far as, will they give the bride something, you know, an upgrade if they bring a bunch of people with them?
Right.
And I'm amazed at how many people are going with these brides. You know, nobody wanted to go with me when I got married.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, yeah.
It's
really
changed.
Amazing. And they're just bringing all this entourage with them and staying a week in these resorts. So
yeah.
Getting some good pricing, yeah.
It's like a honeymoon for everybody that goes along with.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, once again, I wanted to just mention, if you've got the listeners out there have any ideas of places that you want to have or subjects that you want Sharon to talk about, feel free to drop her a line, give her a call. Her number is 206-367-7657. Once again, we're talking about Cruise and Tour Planners. The website is cruiseandtourplanners.com. Sharon Emerson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Wendy.
Stick around. We've got more coming up on Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular Northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449.
Looking for a cool getaway? Then visit Westport Winery and Vineyards by the Sea, and you'll know why they were voted Best Northwest Destination Winery in 2010. The Coastal Winery boasts 32 award-winning wines available for tasting daily, along with Northwest cheeses, chocolates, and more. Make a day trip to the winery or stay the weekend to climb the lighthouse, walk the beach, and discover the docks. Westport Winery, including their tasting room filled with gourmet foods and wine-related gifts, is open daily from 11 to 6. The winery's incredible restaurant offers lunch and dinner service Thursday through Sunday. Westport Winery is also known as the best little bookstore on the beach, so whether you're looking for food, fun, or fine dining, visit Westport Winery to discover why they were voted the best destination winery in the Northwest. This family-owned farm is located halfway between Aberdeen and Westport, with guided tours of the grounds and sculpture garden available on request. For more information about Westport Winery, visit westportwines.com.
Hi, this is Terry with Tri-Cities Rotary Club's Great Mid-Columbia Duck Race, and I'm thrilled to share with you my recent experience at the area's newest and most luxurious bed and breakfast, Cameo Heights Mansion. Charming architecture tucked among orchards and vineyards, exquisite dining and luxurious rooms that pamper to your every need. But it's the gracious hospitality of your hosts, Alan and Deanne. They are genuine individuals gifted with pure heart. I encourage you to find your way to this heavenly place, Cameo Heights Mansion, and create a memory that will last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Don Hart with the Tri-City Sports Council and the Hall of Fame, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, down at Cameo Heights Mansion. My wife and I were looking for a relaxing weekend. They go the extra mile for everything you want to do. They truly pamper you, and it makes for a great romantic weekend with that special someone.
Cameo Heights Mansion, where luxury